A former chairman of the Public Accounts Committee of Parliament, Albert Kandapa, says the absence of accountability breeds corruption and needs to be tackled with all seriousness. He bemoaned the state of corruption in public institutions, saying there must be punitive sanctions for public officials who indulge in corruption to serve as a deterrent to others. Mr. Kandapa was speaking at the 37th Annual Management Day of the University of Ghana Business School in Accra. A report by Peggy Amufasoa.
The focus of this year's Management Day is accountability and corruption in public sectors. There will be recommendations for promoting accountability and transparency in public institutions. Mr. Kandapa's presentation looked at financial accountability and political governance in Ghana. The former Public Accounts Committee chairman attributed the rise in corruption cases to lack of political will to prosecute all forms of malfeasance in the public sector. He advocated a review of powers of the arms of government and the mandates of appointment of heads of public institutions.
The fact that public officers and politicians who have been entrusted with public funds should steal from the state purse should not be a surprise to any human being. The surprise should rather be that we do not have the right dose of checks and balances in our administrative systems, which would make it impossible for public servants, including politicians, to steal from the public purse.
The majority leader in Parliament, Alban Bagbin, speaking on political party financing, said the absence of clear outs on political financing have dire consequences in transparency and accountability in governance. He said they are good examples of state political financing, which Ghana must take cue from.
Public finance of political parties is very popular in Asian democracies. We're looking at a total of 8 countries, such as Indonesia, Japan, Maldives, Mongolia, South Korea, Taiwan, Thailand, and Timor-Leste. They all provide regular subsidies, cover election and non-election activities.
The Vice Chancellor of University of Ghana, Professor Ernest Aiti, said the Management Day celebration is a clear indication that the University of Ghana Business School is ready to partner government to adapt pragmatic policies to fight corruption for proper accountability and development in the country.